Well, good morning, Gospel of Faith Church and Spiritual Awareness broadcast. This is Pastor Davenport. I want to welcome you on this gorgeous Sabbath morning, whether you be in the snow or in the rain or the sunshine, as we are here at Fort Mojave, Arizona, or wherever you may be around the world. I just welcome you on behalf of the broadcast. And on behalf of the Lord Jesus Christ, I'm a little hoarse today. And, you know, for most of you that want to know, the medication they have me on is what affects my voice, my throat. I do want to thank each and every one of you for your prayers. I want you to know your prayers are working. Last time I went out, they were talking about taking my kidney. I went on Wednesday last to a new doctor, a new surgeon. He said, I don't know, what's different, but he said, I think I can save that kidney. So they've ordered, some other, evasive moves that he believes will save that kidney. So I want to thank each and every one of you. We know, you and I know what's going on, why, you know, what's gone that has saved that kidney. And that's the healing prayers of many of you, the church and the broadcast. So thank you and thank Jesus, thank you God for those prayers and the answered prayers. Let's pray, would you? I'm going to pray for this vision of the new Gospel of Faith Church, and for all churches, but the vision of growing Gospel of Faith Church into this new church that the Lord guides us to do. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you, thanking you, Lord God, for Gospel of Faith Church and Spiritual Awareness, this broadcast that goes around the world. You've called upon us to be saints in Ash Fork, Chino Valley, Seligman, Williams, KW, Juniper Woods, all the way around the church and around the world through this broadcast. And we lift our voices all in one accord, in agreement, Lord God, as we recognize that you are our God. And everything that you made was made by you and for you. And we call into being those things that be not as though they were, but as they are, Lord, by your hand. I want to thank you, Lord God, as we all speak the same thing. There is no division among us. We are perfectly joined together in the same mind, the same spirit. Grant unto us, Lord God, your representatives here upon this earth, a boldness, Lord God, a boldness to speak your word, which you will confirm with signs and wonders following. We thank you that we have workmen, Lord God, in the church, and hopefully in this broadcast, in different countries and providences, in all manner of people, for every manner of work to be done, everywhere, praying in intercessory prayer for those that are in need, edifying of the body of Christ, until that day when we all come into the unity of faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a mature person that we meet and lead to Christ. None of our people will be children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine. We are firm in the word of God. We know and we speak the truth in love for our fellow mankind. We are growing in the witness and witnessing the body of believers becoming great numbers and strength through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We have every need being met through you. Therefore, we meet the needs of the people who come, spirit, soul, and body. And we ask for the wisdom of God in meeting these needs. Father, we thank you for the ministry facilities, for the church that will more than meet the needs of the ministry you have called us to do. Our church is beginning to prosper financially, and we have more than enough to meet every situation. I mean, we have other needs that need to be met, Lord. The church is kind of tattered and worn, and we need younger members to come and help to to kind of regenerate the church. We have everything we need because we have your love. We have everything we need to carry out your great commission and reach the city of Ash Fork, Juniper Woods, and the county, the places around us. We have to meet them for Jesus, for time is short. We are a people of love, as love is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. Now, Lord, we thank you. We thank you that the Word of God is living big in all of us, and Jesus is the Lord. We are, Lord God, a supernatural church composed of supernatural people doing supernatural things, for we are laborers together with God. We thank you for the presence among us, and we lift our hands and praise your holy name this day. Now, Lord, as pastor of Gospel of Faith Church, and I pray my co-pastor, we approach the throne of grace on behalf of the membership. And I thank my God in all my remembrance of them, every member, from the eldest to the youngest. In every prayer of mine, I will always make my entreaty and petition for them all with joy and delight. I thank you, God, for their fellowship, their cooperation, and their tithing and partnership in advancing the good news of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I am convinced and sure of this very thing, that you have begun a great work in each and every one of them, and will continue until the return of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, developing that good work and perfecting and bringing it to a full completion in them. I pray, Lord, for good health, that I can get there on an every other weekend basis, that I might be able to help bring that church into full and glory of you every day. Even as they support me, I support them. I hold them in my heart as partakers and sharers, one and all with me, of grace, God's unmerited favor and spiritual blessings. Father, you are my witness, and know how I long for and pursue them all with love, in the tender mercies of Christ Jesus himself. And this I pray, that their love may abound yet more and more, extend to its fullness, development in knowledge in all keen sight. Be with that church. Glorify that little cross, that little cactus cross, that we might live up to the potential of that gospel and our faith, to bring Gospel of Faith Church first full circle. Father, may the membership abound in the, and be filled the fruits of righteousness, the right standing with you, Lord God, in right doing, which comes through our Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen and amen. You have your Bibles, I pray. Lift them high to heaven. If you can't lift them up, I know many of you are homebound, put them close to your heart and repeat after me, or repeat with me now. This is my Bible. It is the infallible Word of God. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today, I will be taught the Word of God. I'll boldly confess my mind is alert. My heart is receptive. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, we pray, amen and amen. Well, glory to God. I want to welcome you this morning. Well, this is my second try at recording this. I had it almost done, and the internet went down, and I lost it all. So we're going to try to get through this. This is part two of last week's message on the new church of 2024, and I wanted to continue that to see, you know, what the church, you know, we're wanting to build our church on the New Testament. We want to build a church. I don't want to say we want to build Gospel of Faith Church back to its greatness that it was, because that's in the past. I think we need to build Gospel of Faith Church anew and follow what the church, the Bible says the church in the book of Acts was. So let's look at that. The word great is the most overrated used word in the English language. And the more we watch television and give our kids these hand games, Nintendo and all those, the less we read and the fewer words we use. And I think in another 20 years, if we keep going, we're just going to point and grunt, probably with a stick, if we continue that way. There was these two maids met who hadn't seen each other in over 20 years. And the one said to the other, "What's new?" And the other one said, "Oh, I got married." And the other replied, "Well, that's great." And she said, "Well, it's not too great. He's old." And the other replied, "Well, that's too bad." "Well, it's not too bad. He's rich." And the other replied, "Well, that's great." "Well, it's not too great. He's really tight with his money." She replied, "Well, that's too bad." "Well, it's not really too bad. He's built me this huge house on a hill." "Well, that's great." "Well, it's not too great. The house burnt down." "Well, that's too bad." "Well, it's not too bad because he was in it." "Great." You know, somebody asked me the other day to give them two great words to describe the current political state here in America. Being military, I thought of two words to describe the political state of America today. I said, "Mayday, mayday, mayday." When you start mentioning the words great, church, Americans think of great cathedrals, lavish buildings, wealth, pipe organs, cushioned pews, deep piled carpeting, large influential memberships, and prestige. But when you open the book of God, the Holy Bible, and you open the book of Acts, and you discover what the New Testament church happened to be, you find none of those things. You find simplicity. You find the love of God. And that's what I wanted to look at. I find that in the New Testament church, they are great where we are small. And we are small where they are great. So I wanted us to continue to become a New Testament church. For that was what the dream was for Gospel of Faith. That's where the name come from. We have the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now that's the main mixture of this church, is the gospel. And then the ingredients that we, the people, have to add into this mixture, if you will, is our faith. So that's how we got our name, is the gospel of faith. And together, we make that church. So I wanted to look, if I could, this morning, not a great church measured by the standards of another church. We shouldn't do that. Well, we have to put in a certain carpeting because that's what this church has. Or we have to take our pews and we have to upholster them, and they have to be thicker than the Mormon church or this church or that church. No. We have to be simple. Men and women of God who follow the word. A great church by the standards of the word of God are measured by Acts chapter 4, verse 33. Acts chapter 4, verse 33. That was our memory verse last week. I'll give you a new memory verse as we go. In Acts chapter 4, verse 33, this is the blueprints of a great church, a church that God planned out. And here are the requirements, if you will, for that church. He says, and with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. That was our memory verse. And with great grace was upon them all. Let us pray together. Father, may that great power of the great church be upon each and every one of us here listening to this broadcast and in church. And may that great grace come upon each and every person from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. Within their very soul, may they receive that grace and that power. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Now that first church had great power. Can you say that with me? The first church had great power. Acts 4 and 33. And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. The church was born, listen to me, the church was born in the power of God. It was born in the fire of Pentecost, and the smoke will not satisfy your soul. Acts 1 and 9 says, you shall receive power. Now, this is our memory verse. Acts 1 and 9. Write it down. It's your memory verse for today. Acts 1 and 9 says, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall become witnesses unto me. So now I want you to begin with this thought. I want you to begin today with this thought. The infilling of the Holy Ghost is so you will be a powerful witness for Christ. And there are many people in the church and on this broadcast and in this world who will say, well, Pastor, I don't witness for Jesus because, you see, I'm a timid person. Really. I want you to know that whenever the Holy Ghost fills you and that fire of the Holy Ghost is within you, you will become a witness unto Christ Jesus. Jesus said to the disciples going to Jerusalem, he said, tarry until, say it with me, tarry until you become endowed with power from on high. You become endowed with power from on high. So they all went to the upper room. There were 120 of them. And I'm sure some of them talked to Peter and some of the other leaders, and they said, hey, how long are we going to be here? And Peter said, we're going to be here until. Well, how long is until? How long is that? Well, we're going to be here until the Holy Ghost comes. Well, well, what are we looking for? And when is it going to get here? Peter said, I don't know. It's just something new, and we're waiting on it to come from God. Don't you know? That would really get old, really quick. Here, of course, the gathering in the upper room was a long time coming. It was a long time before the things here on the ranch, the chores we have to do, many people only get Sunday off. Many people go out on Saturday night. They sleep late on Sunday. So let me explain to you what the book of Acts describes this happening. This is my favorite of all the Bible. So forgive me if I get a little passionate here. Acts chapter 2. Woo, I love this. Acts chapter 2, it says, suddenly, oh, glory to God. Everybody say, suddenly there came from heaven a sound of a rushing wind. Hallelujah. Ooh, can you imagine that at Gospel of Faith Church? It's happened before. We used to keep all the windows open, and all of a sudden, I mean, it came through that church from one side to the other. Suddenly there came from heaven a sound of a mighty rushing wind, and it filled all the house where they were assembled together. And they were all, say it with me, all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit, now listen, as the Spirit gave them utterance. Does that answer your question? You're saying, oh, I can't receive the Holy Ghost because I never spoke in tongues. Does that answer your question? As the Spirit gave them utterance, maybe it wasn't time for you to speak in tongues. I want you to hear this. That's not dull and that's not boring. I've seen it at Gospel of Faith Church. I mean, you hear the wind rushing through that church, circling. You hear people, I mean, their hair is actually blowing in the wind, midsummer in the heat. And people are going, what on earth? That's pretty earth-shaking. That's monumental. The supernatural power of God coming down in that room. Coming down at Gospel of Faith Church and people being healed of cancer, of diabetes, right there. Many of those would give testimony today. That Holy Ghost power was sent to them. The streets, not to edify themselves, but to give answers to the society that was searching for them. If you're searching for God right now, if you're searching for the truth about God, pray. Accept Jesus Christ into your heart, into your soul, and then pray. I'm telling you right now, Gospel of Faith Church, you need to ask your pastor over there for an altar call. You need to ask him for an altar call. Grace, if you're listening, ask him for an altar call. And then go down there, anoint your hands with oil. Lay hands upon all those that come to the altar and pray, God, bring the Holy Ghost down upon this congregation and let them receive. Now listen. Listen to the word, glory to God. I pray it right now. Bring the Holy Ghost to Gospel of Faith Church. Fill that church from steeple to the floor. From the east to the west, from the north to the south. Fill that church with the Holy Ghost and fire. Hallelujah. Now listen to the word of God. Peter and John every day went by the gate called Beautiful. Every day they passed this crippled man who was sitting at the gate daily. But on this one day, it says that the crippled man was there. But on this day was different than any other day, because this day, that crippled man sat there expecting, say it with me, expecting a miracle. He expected to receive something from them. say that with me, expect to receive a miracle. I want you to hear this. This old world, including Juniper Woods, including Ash Fork. You see, when I was there, I tried to get Juniper Woods put into as a separate township, and they fought me on it. But anyway, this old world, including Juniper Woods, Ash Fork, KW, all those, needs to be expecting to receive something from the church. But the church has to be the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. It has to be that New Testament church where miracles happen. And you can't give anyone what you don't have yourself. And Northern Arizona needs, listen to me, Northern Arizona and the world needs that supernatural power of God. And I want you to release that power today in Jesus' name. Ooh, somebody lift your hands to heaven and shout amen to that. If you refuse the supernatural infilling of the Holy Ghost, then you are spiritually bankrupt. And you cannot give what you yourself have refused. We are talking about building a church. We're talking about witnessing for Christ. And that man said, I am expecting to receive from you. How many of you are expecting to receive of God when you come to church on Sunday? And Peter and John identified themselves as clergy, saying, silver and gold, I have none. But such as I have, what did they have? They had Jesus. They had the love of Christ. They had Jesus. So such as I have, I give unto thee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Hallelujah. And the Bible says he leaped to his feet and ran into the temple, praising and shouting to God that he had been healed. Glory to God. Are you listening, church? I want you to know that that's power. That's Holy Ghost power. Peter walked down the streets of Jerusalem, and his very shadow caused people to leap up and be healed. That's power. That's supernatural power the church had in them days. You say, oh, but those days of miracles are over. Find me a verse in that Bible that says that. Find me a verse in the Holy Word of God that says that the miracles were only done in the old days. For Jesus said, such as I do, you can do, and greater than these things you can do. The Bible says Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. We're talking about building a church, not a social club. It's easier to say that miracles are over than to pay the price to make them happen again. Jesus says, all power is given unto me on heaven and on earth, and now I give it to you. Somebody needs to be giving God clap and praise for that. Lift your hands to heaven and shout amen, and then give God a standing a clapping praise. Hallelujah. I want every person in this room to recognize this. You have been endowed with power from on high. The Most High God has given you power to use, that every person in this world could see Jesus and see his power. Now, Mark 3:15 says, Mark 3:15. Now I want you to listen closely here, and I want you to write these down so you can check me on it. In the book of Mark, we're going to go to the book of Mark, chapter 3, verse 15, and it's going to be fast, so mark them down so you can go back later and check me on it. Mark 3:15 says, he gave them power to heal sickness. He gave them power to heal sickness. Mark 6:7 says, he gave them power over unclean spirits. Hallelujah. He has given us power over death, hell, and the grave. Mark 16:17 says, and these signs will follow them that believe. These signs shall follow them that believe. Not with the super religious, not with the holier than thou, but these four signs go with any common, ordinary New Testament believer. In my name, say it with me, in my name, they will cast out demons. Don't you know? Don't you know that that is wow, that is a revolutionary thought in America today. That is a revolutionary thought in America today. Before you can get your spiritual house in order, you've got to get the devil out of the house. Then they will speak with new tongues. I want you to understand that for a minute. I'm going to pause here for a minute. I want you to understand this. I was preaching a sermon, and it was a Holy Ghost sermon, and I was going. And there happened to be a Hispanic couple there that did not speak English. They didn't speak English. And I was just a preaching. Boy, I mean, the Holy Spirit had me, and I was speaking in tongues. I was going, and so I finished up, and I went. I always go to the front door to greet people as they leave, and someone was there, and somebody translated for me for this lady. She was a sweet lady, and I said, what did she say? And she said she wanted to thank you for preaching the entire sermon in Spanish. And I said, oh. So what happened is the Holy Ghost allowed her to hear the sermon I was preaching in her own native tongue. Now, that's what happened to a lot in the upper room that day. So it's not, you're not always going to speak in googly googly. You're not always going to do that. It may be that you know, somebody speaks in tongue, but you hear what they're saying in your own language. So if someone tries to, if someone tries to poison them, then they will take up any deadly thing, the Bible says, and it will not harm them. They shall lay hands, listen, they shall lay hands upon the sick, and they shall recover. I don't know why we don't have altar calls at Gospel of Faith Church, and those that are sick, that people don't stand in gap for those that are sick, and let us pray for them to get well. If there were not another verse written in the New Testament, it would still make this message the most powerful message in the world today. Are you listening? Are you listening? We want to change. We want to grow. We want to serve God at Gospel of Faith Church. And things are happening right now. We've been praying for it. We've been praying for it. It's time to stand up and help those that are doing it. Things are happening over there that you may not even know. Gospel of Faith Church is going to have a clothes closet. Gospel of Faith Church here shortly will have a soup kitchen. Gospel of Faith Church here shortly will be having things that are going on, you know, that you need to get and be a part of. Then, back to the message, continuing. Then he says, I give you power. Say it with me. I give you power. I need to slow down a little bit. To tread upon scorpions and serpents. Now, that may not be literally snakes and scorpions. I want you to think about that verse. There are a lot of serpents in this world that have two legs. That's all I'm going to say on the subject. That verse is speaking of the government of Satan. That verse is speaking of the government of Satan, the demons of darkness. Then he says, I give you the power over principalities and powers of darkness. That's talking about witchcraft, the occult, and this New Age movement that's going around. I deal with a lot of people that practice Wicca. And then he says, for as many as believed, to them gave he the power. To him gave he the power, listen, that Jesus Christ is Savior, Healer, and Deliverer. See, the blazing sun has enough power to release 250 atomic bomb explosions every second. Who put that there? My God put that there. The sun is not a byproduct of a New Age government space program. Hold on a minute. I think I skipped something. I did. Okay, I got to go back one. Hold on. So before I get to that, let's go back one. The word, the Hebrew word, the Greek word, dumungus, from which we get the word dynamite, to as many as believe, to them gave he the dynamite power, or the dunamis power, to become the sons and daughters of God. Now I'm on the right portion of my sermon. So there's power. Lord, I'm so filled with the Spirit right now. I'm shaking. There's power in the name. There's power in the blood. There's power in the gospel. And there's power in Gospel of Faith Church if you follow Jesus' lead. Amen. Somebody raise your hands to heaven and shout amen right now. Praise God. God is in heaven. Turn that power loose. Turn that power loose here today, that we may give to all the world what they had in the book of Acts. Now give him praise. The songs we sing are about power. All hail the power of Jesus' name, that angels prosper and fall. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Where is Jesus Christ now? He's sitting at the right hand of God the Father with power and great glory. Hallelujah. How's he going to return to earth? The Bible says he's coming in the clouds of heaven with the sounds of the trumpet and the voice of an archangel and with power and great glory. Glory to God. Are you listening, church? Hallelujah. We need to let the world know that our God, is an awesome God. Amen and amen. Our God, as Jesus Christ, is a Savior, Healer, and Deliverer. My God. The sun is not a byproduct of some New Age government space program. My God created the heavens and the earth. The sun, the moon, the stars. My God slung the stars against the velvety midnight sky. Hallelujah. He holds the seven seas in the palm of his hands. He rides on the wings of the storms, King David said. Out of his nostrils come the blast that splits the great cedars of Lebanon, that shreds them like toothpicks. He is the master of the winds and the waves. He is the conqueror of the world of the flesh of the devil. And he is going to rule this earth with a rod of iron. And of his kingdom, listen, and of his kingdom, there will be no end. To those of you who claim the name of Jesus, to those of you who claim the word of Almighty God, you are a member, a card-carrying member of the body of Christ. You are armed and you are dangerous and you have power. Yes, you have power that is unshakable, power that is unbeatable, power that you need to release in the name of Jesus right now, that this world may know He is God. Hallelujah. Now let me slow it down a little. What have we done with this gospel of power? We've taken God and put Him in a box and say, you can't get out of the box until we call. Most churches have a program. You'll live and die. I never see one in this church. Most people expect God to move between the first and the second song. And if He doesn't, He can't, because He don't have a place on today's agenda. We once had a board of elders. They decided to place a program each Sunday, an altar call once a month. We could only do communion when they said we could. We could only have an altar call when they decided it was right. I left the church because of that. When the church got down to 4 or 5 people, they called me back. We will never put God in the bounds of religious rituals. We have a place, we will never place God under the restrictions of legalism at Gospel of Faith Church. We have captured God with false doctrines and false notions about what we think God should be. That's not Gospel of Faith Church. We have presented God as some kind of Hollywood hype rather than holiness. That's not Gospel of Faith Church. We have learned to shout without substance. We have talked about success without sacrifice. That is not Gospel of Faith Church. Gospel of Faith Church is a New Testament church. Paul described it thusly: having a form of godliness, say it with me, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. God forgive those people. God in heaven forgive all for not releasing the power, the supernatural power of the living Christ through the Word of God, that the world that is expecting an answer can see it. Lost souls are frantically searching for a denomination of God's power, for a demonstration of that power. I want you to understand that once we have that demonstration of God's power, it's worth a ton of theology. The world is looking to a church for power, a power to heal their broken marriages, to heal their drug addiction children, to heal their alcoholic members of their families. The world is looking for a place where they can find peace that surpasses all understanding and joy that is unspeakable and full of glory. We're talking today about building God's church. And I want you to know this morning, as the founder and senior pastor of Gospel of Faith, the world is looking for a place where sick bodies can genuinely be healed by the power of Jesus Christ. Because the church has turned off the supernatural. Because the church has throttled back the supernatural movement of the Holy Ghost. America is now embracing Satanism. They're using crystals along with many of the Hollywood movie stars. No paganistic environmentalists are worshiping spotted owls. No college students are pursuing, so many of them are pursuing witchcraft, the occult, the Eastern philosophies, mind control. Elementary teachers are teaching New Age chants to our children. You're saying, Pastor, you're talking about New York, Frisco, Dallas, Phoenix? No. No. Check with your kids. That's why my grandkids are all homeschooled. Satanism, or Wicca, is the fastest growing religion in the world today. Why? Because the devil has turned his cronies loose, and God's kids have put God in a box and said, don't you dare get out of control in our church service. That's not Gospel of Faith Church. Ladies and gentlemen, the answer for Ashford is that the Church of Jesus Christ, that power of God, be unleashed within his church. It's his church, not yours. He doesn't go by your denomination. That means this church, here, all churches here in this area, need to let loose and let God. It's time we get back to the New Testament church and go back to the New Testament standard of greatness. And that standard of greatness means turning loose the supernatural power of Christ. Turn it loose in this church. Turn it loose in this city until the lost souls of our city and Juniper Woods and every place, east, north, south, west, and confess the sin until those who are all are sick and dying are healed by the power of God. Until those who are in wheelchairs leap to their feet, healed by the power of the living God. Hallelujah. Until the wind and the fire of another Pentecost sweeps this area, this world. Lord, I pray, send us the old time power. Let sinners be converted and the name glorified. Send it now and send it here in Jesus' name. Can you lift your hands to heaven and shout amen and amen? The New Testament church, glory to God, the New Testament church was a praying church. Acts chapter 4, verse 31 says, and when they had prayed, say it with me, and when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together. Why can't we all pray together? Put it up on our board. Sister Grace, put the prayer up on the board and let us all recite it together. Pray. And when they had prayed together, the place was shaken where they were assembled together. How many of you would like to go to church and start praying and the church starts shaking like this? The physical building being excited, wouldn't it? That would be so exciting. Get it straight. Prayerlessness is sin. Say it with me. Prayerlessness is sin. Matthew 6 says, when you pray, not if you pray, when you pray, your prayerlessness is living proof that you are mastered by the world of flesh and of the devil. That self is your God, not the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus said to his disciple, could you not watch with me for 1 hour? He was literally talking about one watch, which is 3 hours. God is still asking his church, why can't you learn to pray? That's why they're having revival in Korea and South America, because these are churches there that are praying around the clock, 7 days a week, 52 weeks out of a year, they're praying. And people are finding the power and the presence by the millions. Why do people who are dying go to Israel to find the healing hand of God? And we should be praying for Israel and our church, because American churches have stifled God. If everyone in this town prayed in the spirit for this town, the earth would shake under Ash Fork. Somebody needs to say amen. All together, let's all together say amen and amen. Ooh-wee. Do you pray as a family? Why not? We need to pray. Who is the Lord of your life? As I close, who is the Lord of your life? Okay, in closing, I wonder, does your prayer time equal your movie time, television time, your sports time, your time at the bar? Who is the Lord of your life? Your vices on the, you know, on different things. Or your prayer should be your first choice, not your last chance. Husbands, God joined you and your wife as one, one flesh, one spirit. You should pray together. A prayerless Christian is a powerless Christian. And a powerless Christian is a defeated Christian. And the reason that why so many Christians have no power with God is because they have no prayer life. They have no prayer life. As powerful as God is, he cannot answer a prayer if it's never prayed, right? You must pray first. But preacher, I pray and I pray and I pray, and you go on living in sin, don't you? The Bible describes the great church of the book of Acts. And when they had prayed, listen to me, and when they had prayed, say that, and when they had prayed, the place was shaken, where they were assembled together. And they were all, say all, they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak the word of God with boldness. With boldness. I leave you with this. Well, let me give you one more. Matthew 18, verse 19. Again, I say unto you that if two or of you shall agree on earth as to touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of thy Father which is in heaven. I leave you with this. One, witnessing. I meant to do this way back, but I hope Mike doesn't mind me using him as an example. But we take Mike. Mike's got a ranch. It's Sunday. Mike drives out, gets out with his Bible in his hand, and he goes to close the gate, and some neighbor walks over and says, "Hey, Mike, where are you headed?" "I'm going to church. See, I got my Bible." And his neighbor says, "Going to church?" And Mike says, "Yes, I go to Gospel of Faith down Bullock Road. You got to try it sometime." "Well, why would you go there?" And he says, "I didn't know you went to church." "Yes, I go to church every Sunday." "Why?" "You ought to come out and try it. You know, there's good people down there. I like what goes on down there. You know, sometimes they sing out of tune, but I really enjoy it. They're good people." What did Mike just do? One, he invited him to church. One, he said that it was the good word, they're preaching the gospel. They take it right out of the Bible. Mike's witnessing for God. You don't have to beat people up with the word of God. You merely witnessing for Christ. That's witnessing for Christ. Take someone that maybe was addicted to drugs or alcohol, and they've been clean now for a long time, and they say, you know, "Hey, how about one of their friends say, 'Hey, going over to the Oasis tonight, you know, let's party.'" "No, you know what? I've been going out to Gospel of Faith Church lately, and I gave up drinking, or I gave up drugs." "What? Oh, so now you're one of those Bible thumpers." "No, I just learned that my life is better without the drinking and the drugs. I've been listening, reading the Bible, and I want to live a better life. Things have been going good for me. I got a job. People like me. You know, I help out at the church. What did he just do? He just witnessed for Christ. You see, witnessing for Jesus isn't what you think. But they're doing what Christ called them to do. So I'm asking you today, maybe you would like to witness for Jesus as it talks about. Maybe that's your thing, is beginning to witness for Jesus. It's not Bible thumping. It's not beating your family over the head with, you know, the Bible. It's simply talking about Jesus, talking about your church, talking about what's going on in your life. I pray today for you, and I pray that the Holy Spirit would put it on your heart. I'm praying that we become that New Testament church. Now, if any of you have not accepted Christ, today's a good day. And I offer this simple prayer. If you've not accepted Christ as your Savior and your Lord, I offer this. Maybe today's the day. That's how you start. Just repeat after me. Father, go ahead. Nobody's listening to you. It's just you and God. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you. In this prayer of faith, believing. Just say it with me. Pastor says that in the Bible, that Jesus came to save the lost. That's me. My life is lost and out of control. It says you wish all people to be saved and to know the truth. Therefore, Lord, I confess I'm a sinner. My life's a mess. I listen to today's message. I believe that Christ died for me and that you raised him from the dead and that through his blood, the preacher said, I can be saved by your grace, God. My sins can be taken away. Today, I want you, or I ask you, to accept me into the kingdom of heaven as I accept Christ as my Lord and Savior. Please help me to live a better life as I accept Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. My friend, if you actually said that prayer in faith, believing it, I invite you, if you're close to Gospel Faith Church in Ashford, come on by every Sunday at 11 o'clock. Obviously, you're listening to this broadcast, so you know where we are. But find a Bible-believing church if you're not close by and begin going each Sunday. And start learning about the Lord. Start living a better life. If you need help, ask them. They'll find you rehab or whatever you need. Trust me, it's a better life. It's a better life. Now, for all who listen today, thank you. May the Lord bless you and keep you, and may he make his light face to shine upon you all the days of your life. I'd like to say, welcome home, Al. It's good to have you back. You're a great prayer warrior, great prayer partner. I'm glad to see you. We're going to rejoice together when we're both back at the Gospel of Faith Church once again. Now, God bless. We love each and every one of you. Thanks for listening.